This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal government mourns death of climbers including veteran Nirmal Purza in Pakistan's Broad Peak avalanche. Since mid-April, 196 people killed in various disaster-related incidents across Nepal. U.S. President Trump cancels Iran's strike subject to deal being made rapidly, and 5 people die and 41 go missing after an Indonesian ferry carrying at least 250 people caught fire. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has expressed its deep sorrow over the death of members of the expedition to Pakistan's Broad Peak led by renowned climber Nirmal Purza Nimstai. The incident happened on Thursday, the 30th of July, while the expedition was on its way to Camp 3 from Camp 2. Issuing a press statement today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the death of Nepali climbers Pur Bahadur Gurung Yukta, Killi Pemba Sherpa Kilu, Nima Sherpa, Nawang Thindu Sherpa, Gyalu Sherpa along with Nimstai caused an irreparable loss to the mountaineering sector. The ministry said that the authorities concerned in Pakistan and the Nepali teams intensified search and rescue efforts since the reports about the missing expedition members in the avalanche. The embassy of Pakistan is facilitating to bring the mortal remains of climbers to Nepal. The expedition includes 10, including 4 foreign climbers. The Saptari District Administration has replaced the curfew implemented in Rajbiraj, Bode, Barsai municipalities with prohibitory orders. According to Chief District Officer Shyam Krishna Thapa, a meeting of the District Security Committee today decided this effect. The prohibitory order bans gatherings, assemblies, sit-ins and demonstrations of more than 5 people until further notice. The citizens are appealed to remain patient and cooperative with the District Administration Office in its effort aimed at promoting peace, security and social harmony in the district. A collective commitment has been expressed to maintain religious and communal harmony, social unity and peace and security in the society. In an all-party meeting held in Dhangadi today, under the chairmanship of Kailali Chief District Officer Hiralal Regmi, all stakeholders expressed their commitment to move forward together to prevent any kind of untoward activities in a society that has been living together and united for centuries. On the occasion, heads and representatives of political parties, Hindus, Muslims, Christians and other religions and social organizations said that they would work in their respective areas for social harmony and public welfare. Since mid-April, 196 people have lost their lives in various disaster-related incidents across the country. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 4,053 disaster incidents were recorded across Nepal between April 14th and August 2nd. During this period, 1,218 people were injured and 4 remain missing. The authority also stated that 5,188 households across the country have been affected by various disaster incidents during the reporting period. Meanwhile, a person died and 20 others received injuries in the monsoon-triggered disasters in the last 24 hours. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the country recorded 34 incidents of disasters in 25 districts. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has seized more than 100 suspected counterfeit products. According to the department, its market monitoring team confiscated various daily consumer goods being sold through online platforms and social media, including massage oils, shampoos, tea, dietary supplements and other household products. The department said the seized items are currently undergoing testing to determine their quality, authenticity and safety for consumption. Director General Motiram Sapkota said necessary legal action will be initiated against the products concerned based on the test reports. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ek saath.
Gharma TV, hernus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet, TV,
सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. In the view of the widening rift in the Nepali Congress, with two visible factions, one favoring the leadership elected via the Special General Convention and another favoring the leadership elected via the 14th General Convention, a national gathering has been called for the 5th of August in a bid to patch up the difference and connect Nepali Congress with the country and people. The national gathering is proposed by the campaign to connect Nepali Congress with the country. The campaign insisted on forging unity with the party, thereby reviving party life and organization. Organizing a press conference in Kathmandu today, Nepali Congress leader and National Assembly member Ranjit Karna feared that Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa and another faction having coordinator Dr. Shashank Koirala must stand together. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump says he has cancelled strikes against Iran provided the deal is struck rapidly with the country. Taking to his social media platform Truth Social, the US president said he had been asked by Iran and other countries in the Middle East to hold off on any attack as the parameters of a deal had been agreed. Trump's comments came after reports that the US and Israel may have been planning new intense strikes on Iran. It is not the first time that Trump has issued apocalyptic warnings, only to subsequently insist that diplomacy was being given a chance. Iran's semi-official Mirror News agency denied that Tehran had asked the US to hold off on further military action, saying Trump's claims were nothing but a new lie. Iran's acting defense minister Majid Ibn al-Reza said Tehran viewed every threat from its adversaries as real and credible when it formed part of psychological warfare. 5 people have been found dead and 41 are missing after an Indonesian ferry carrying at least 250 people caught fire while at sea, officials say. The BBC cited Basarnas, the National Search and Rescue Agency, is saying the captain of the ship reported the fire off Madura Island as the vessel sailed from the country's second largest city, Surabaya, in East Java to Makassar in South Sulawesi. Footage played by local Indonesian news outlet iNews shows large numbers of people in life jackets on what appears to be a lifeboat. Basarnas posted a video of it on its TikTok with a statement saying at Surabaya Search and Rescue Office received information that passenger ship KMP Mutiara Sentosa 2 was on fire. Later, Basarnas said it got confirmation the ferry was almost entirely engulfed in flames as passengers held on in the ship's bridge and bow while awaiting rescue. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. Light to moderate rain or snowfall is likely at some places over the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places over the Himalayan regions of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Light to moderate rain is likely at many places over the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, at some places over the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, at many places over Madhya province and the Tarai of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at some places over the Tarai of Sudarpashchim province. Heavy rainfall is likely at few places over the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, Madhya province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumini province. Very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places. With this, we've almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government mounts death of climbers including veteran Nirmal Purza in Pakistan's Broad Peak avalanche. Since mid-April, 196 people killed in various disaster-related incidents across Nepal. U.S. President Donald Trump cancels Iran strikes subject to deal being made rapidly. And 5 people die and 41 go missing after an Indonesian ferry carrying at least 250 people caught fire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.